This is the Radio Alabama Sports Leadoff Show on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network.
Good afternoon and welcome back to Lagoon Park. Dave McCurley with you for Game 2. Fayetteville defeated Otago Academy by a score of 6-4. They're moving on into the winner's bracket. They will face University Charter right here in just a couple of moments. And this is the Radio Alabama Sports leadoff show. And we'll get to your starting lineups and, of course, your first pitch for the Lady Wolves of Fayetteville as they look to move on right here in just a second. You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Wolves Sports Network.
Craving diverse flavors? Betty Roos Cafe at Allen Brew Markets has you covered. From the zest of Mexican dishes to the comfort of Southern classics and the sizzle of Asian stir fry, experience it all. Allen Brew Markets, a proud, locally owned family business. Now with 8 locations, fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
You're all in with Allen, oh yeah.
This is Fayetteville Wolves Baseball on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network, presented by Radio Alabama Sports, sponsored by Toyota of Sylacauga, Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative, Allen Oil Company, Majestic Caverns, Donahue Physical Therapy, Farmers Home Furniture, Alabama Termite and Pest Control, Atkinson Homes, Collier Motors, Sylacauga Parks and Recreation, Coosa Valley Recycling, La Costa Mexican Restaurant, Attorney Ben Robbins, Van Sant Hardware, Sarah Nissan Honda and Ford of Sylacauga, Penhody Outdoor Foundation, Sylacauga Chamber of Commerce, Alta Point Health, Sylacauga Health and Rehab Services, Marble City Pharmacy, Central Alabama Community College, AMIA, Rudd's Car Wash, Marble City Plumbing, La Pinata Mexican Grill, Merkel's Anytime Towing. Now here's color analyst Jacob Bassett and the voice of Fayetteville Wolves Athletics, Blake Bagley.
Well, I guess they're working all the time. Blake Bagley and Jacob Bassett still working today, and we're going to bring you Lady Wolves softball game 2. They got a win this morning against Otago Academy. And disposed of them 6-4. They're playing over on another field for their season right now. And another winner this morning, University Charter. If you're wondering where that is, over in Livingston, they are the Trailblazers. And they're going to step in to face Lauren Cook again. Same exact lineup for Fayetteville in this game, too. I'll give you their defensive efforts here in a minute. It'll be Bolden, Egbert, and Felis to start it off, and Lauren Cook starts Bolden off with a ball inside low. In the outfield, it'll be McGinnis in left, Charlotte Kelly in center, and over in right field will be Emma Pate. Around the horn at third base, it'll be Bella Epperson at short, Taylor Hammonds at second will be Lucy Epperson, and at first will be Addison Stanley. Behind the plate will be Lakin Jones, and as I mentioned, in the circle, missing with a second pitch, and it's 2-0, is Lauren Cook. First inning here, it's the Lady Wolves and the Trailblazers of University Charter. And there's a swing and a miss by Bolden. 2-1. Fayetteville, of course, the home team in this game, too. And if they win, tomorrow will be at 12:15. Here, and there's another swing and a miss by Bolden. 2-2 now, and I understand that if Fayetteville were to lose this game, then they play at 9 o'clock in the morning. But it will be back again here tomorrow. 3-2 now on Bolden, and she has forced Lauren into 5 pitches already. 1-2-3 here for University Charter in the first inning. And that one is inside and down to first is going to go Bolden. And that'll bring up Egbert. You know, that was, I guess, the one and only issue that we had in game one today, is Lauren didn't give up but about three hits on the day. But she walked six batters, and she starts the Trailblazers off with base on balls, and there is a strike to R. Egbert. We'll call her R because she's got, obviously, a sister playing. That is M. Egbert. The 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss, 0-2. Runner tries to steal. She's going to be there head first. So a runner at second already with nobody out here in the first inning for University Charter. And an 0-2 count on Egbert at the plate. Felis will hit next. There's a high pop on the infield. Behind the plate, and Lakin Jones quickly gets out from behind the dish and puts it away for out number one. So now Felis will come to the plate, the center fielder, batting right-handed. So far, all three batters in the right-handed box. And, of course, one out now with a runner at second, and that pitch is low, 1-0. This game started right at 2:30, so right on time here. Is they had to give the umpires a little bit of a break. The game beforehand got done. There's a ground ball down to first, and that's going to be put away by Addison Stanley. Moving over to third base is going to be Bolden. So now two outs and a runner at third for the Blazers. This will bring up Ezell, the catcher. And Ezell will stand in with two outs and Bolden at third. Bolden got a walk, stole second, moved to third just now on the ground ball to first. There's a strike to Ezell, 0-1. Lots of people still here from Fayetteville High School, as you would expect. There's a foul ball. It'll go off the top of the pavilion out of play, and it's 0-2 quickly on Ezell. So maybe Lauren can get out of this without that runner from third coming home. The 0-2 pitch to Ezell. Same result. This one the screen catches, and it's still 0-2. So athletic director, head football coach, Coach John Limbaugh down there. Spoke to him in between games. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Slow Ephus pitch. Wow, where did that miss? Must have been a little low. One ball and two strikes. Two outs, runner at third in the top of the first inning. University Charter and Fayetteville. There's a swing and a miss in the first strikeout of the game for Lauren Cook, and the Trailblazers go down. They get a walk, Strander at third base. So we'll go to the bottom half. Let's see if Fayetteville can get on the board in game two here at Lagoon Park.
Whether you're looking for a spacious family home or a tiny home for a big lifestyle, Atkinson Homes in Childersburg has the perfect solution for you. With energy-efficient homes from Clayton, Sunshine, and Cavalier, our 3-, 4-, and 5-bedroom homes offer comfort and style. Atkinson Homes makes it easy with financing options including home loans, FHA, VA, and land and home packages. Plus, enjoy peace of mind with our 1-year warranty and on-site maintenance technician. Visit AtkinsonHomes.net or stop by on Highway 280 in Childersburg across from Cadence Bank.
Experience leadership that truly echoes the heart of Coosa Valley. Ben Robbins is an accomplished attorney specializing in real estate, estates, and business law. Voted Coosa Valley's best attorney, Ben is not only a legal expert, but also a dedicated community champion. He actively supports our farmers, stands strong with our veterans, and engages in local initiatives like the Rotary Club and Habitat for Humanity. For Ben, it's all about nurturing the community spirit, supporting our schools, and cheering on local high school sports. When you're in need of real estate or business legal help, call attorney Ben Robbins at 256-346-6493.
For 24-hour roadside assistance and towing in the Sylacauga and Chelsea surrounding area, turn to Merkle's Anytime Towing, the official towing company of the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network. Online at merklesanytimetowing.com.
Field 4 is where the Fayetteville Lady Wolves are right now at Lagoon Park. It's a central regional tournament, and they won game one this morning. And Lauren Cook will lead things off in the bottom of the first inning. No score. She steps into the right-handed box and faces Dixon, who throws a strike right off the bat, 0-1. It'll be Lauren Cook, Bella Epperson, and Taylor Hammonds here in the bottom of inning one. No score. Fayetteville's got their chance now. There's a base hit to left field for Lauren Cook. Right in front of left fielder. She hit one just like that in game one today, and she's back at it again, and she's on base with nobody out. And that's a good start to this first inning for the Lady Wolves. That'll bring up Bella. Bella was good in that first game today. And Dixon, the left-hander. A little different seeing it coming from a left-handed pitcher. And she swings and misses at strike one. That was over the outside part of the plate. I believe Bella might have had trouble reaching that one. Dixon in the circle. 0-1 count on Bella Epperson. That misses. Here goes Lauren down to second. She's in there safe. So safely getting to second is Lauren Cook, now a runner in scoring position with nobody out. University Charter had that opportunity in the top half, couldn't do anything with it. That misses high and outside again, 2-1. Woodland, if you're wondering, of course, they were the area champs over Fayetteville. They won their first game this morning. They're playing over here to the field to the left of us on field 5, and that pitch misses, and it's 3-1 to Bella. I'll try to keep tabs on their score, too. They are playing Billingsley over there. The 3-1, that's crossed there, 3-2. Waiting on deck is Taylor Hammonds. She had a big hit in that game one day today. Here's the payoff pitch from Dixon from the circle. Drilled out in the left center field. That's going to get to the gap. Go all the way to the wall. Lauren Cook will score easily. And in cruising with a stand-up double. Now trying to go to third, and she will make it, is Bella Epperson. So right off the bat, the Lady Wolves are at it again. Triple by Bella Epperson brings home Lauren Cook. And quickly, the Lady Wolves are on top, 1-0. And that'll bring up Taylor Hammond. Still nobody out in the inning. And she bats from the left-handed box. She swings and misses at an off-speed pitch. That was a good pitch by Dixon, 0-1. Her dad, Arby, sitting down there next to Coach John Limbaugh and that entire Fayetteville faithful crowd. See Jimmy Kelly also here watching Charlotte play. And here's a ground ball down toward first. They're going to try to come home, and it's going to be safe, and Taylor Hammonds is safe. They never even stepped on the bag. It was right there at the bag. And their first baseman tried to come home with that ball. That was Sutton. And there was no way they were throwing out Bella Epperson. And now Taylor Hammonds is on first. Still nobody out. And here's Lakin Jones. And that one misses outside, 1-0. Hammonds threatened to steal, but then went back to first base. It's 2-0 now. Lady Wolves in the top, or bottom of the first inning. That one's high. And it's 2-0. They throw back behind Taylor to rush her in back behind the bag. And catcher behind the plate is Ezell. She looks to have a pretty good arm. Swinging just a dribbler down toward the third base line. They're going to have to hurry. They won't get her. The ball goes into right field. Rounding third and going to score with ease is going to be Taylor Hammonds. And going all the way to third base is going to be Lakin Jones. And it's 3-0 Lady Wolves. And they are fired up down here on the first base side. That play probably would have been better off holding that softball, because I don't think they were going to throw out Lakin anyway. That was a slow roller down toward third. And third baseman Egbert picked it up and just airmailed it. And that thing rolled all the way into the right field corner down there. Taylor Hammond scored easily from first base. And now all the way at third, still with nobody out, is Lakin Jones. And calling timeout is Coach Felis, and she's, I think, telling them that they need to tighten up here. I don't think she was very happy at all. By the way, in game one today of their game, she was ejected from the game for arguing with the umpire, from what I understand. Here's Lucy Epperson. Runner at third, still nobody out, and a 3-0 Fayetteville lead already. And there's a strike one to Lucy. And so far, we've had 3 hits and 4 batters and 3 runs. I like the start to this game. The 0-1 pitch from Dixon. It's high and away. 1-1. Dixon staying in the circle after that rocky start, but to be honest with you, she's give up 2 hits, but they hadn't been very good behind her so far. That one's high, 2-1. Nobody out in the inning still. Lakin Jones already over at third. Here's the 2-1 pitch from Dixon to Epperson. That's cross there, 2-1. Well, I thought it was. I guess he called it a ball. 3-1. The 3-1 pitch to Lucy. That's high and inside and down to first. She's going to go. So the Fayetteville Lady Wolves are liking what they're doing here in the top, or excuse me, the bottom of the first inning. They already lead it 3-0. Charlotte Kelly will come to the plate. Runners at the corners and nobody out. And I got a feeling she may be taking the first pitch to allow Lucy to get down to second. That's exactly what's going to happen. They're going to throw behind the runner at third, and Lakin's going to be out at the plate. And now they're going to try to get Lucy at third, but she's safe. Lucy goes all the way to third on a – wow. Lakin was just a little too far off the bag, and instead of throwing it to second on the steal, they went to third, and they get Lakin coming home in the rundown and going all the way to third is Epperson. And at the plate is Charlotte Kelly, swinging and missing. And I think it's 1-1. I think the first pitch was a ball. Never saw him. Yeah, it's 1-1. Never saw him made a call because of the play at the plate. But it is 1-1. That's outside and high, 2-1 to Charlotte. Charlotte had a good game against Otago Academy today. She's up there now with a 2-1 count. Dixon from the circle. Swing and a miss by Charlotte, and they're going to throw back behind Epperson over at third, and she just gets in under the tag, I tell you. This young lady behind the plate, Ezell, has got a good arm. Two balls and two strikes to Charlotte Kelly. Grounder to second. They'll go to first and get the out, and they'll concede another run in the form of Lucy Epperson from third base. That is two outs in the inning, but the Lady Wolves now lead it 4-0. So now we'll go to the seventh spot in the order, and Addison Stanley, who had a big hit in that game one win earlier today. And she swings and misses at strike one. So the base is empty now after Fayetteville has played it four here in the first inning. Another swing and a miss by Stanley, 0-2. So 4-0. Lauren Cook, Bella Epperson, Taylor Hammonds, and Lucy Epperson all scoring here in the bottom of the first. Two outs, though, nobody on for Stanley. She grounds one down to third. Picked up there. Thrown on to first, but they can't handle the throw. It was looked like a pretty good throw. Just a little off to the right, but just couldn't glove it. And Stanley's on first with two outs. Then they're going to bring up Emma Pate. So two are out. Stanley at first, Emma Pate at the plate. Dixon right across there, strike one to Emma. And a 4-0 Fayetteville lead. Dixon again. Grounded back up the middle. The shortstop will grab it. They won't get to second in time, or do they? They get there just a hair before Addison Stanley, and that'll do it for Fayetteville. However, they get three hits. They score four times. They leave a runner on base in the fielder's choice. We go to the top of the second. It's 4-0 Fayetteville over University Charter. You're listening to it on the Coos Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network.
This sandwich is not just spicy, it's flavorful.
Hi, this is Batayo.
And this is Elsa.
And a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A Grilled Spicy Deluxe Sandwich is that spicy kick.
Because the spice comes in at just the right moment.
Oh, no, no, no. A little thing I love is that cilantro lime sauce. It's a fun blend of zesty and bold. That's what really makes me happy. Are you going to eat all your fries?
Order a Chick-fil-A Grilled Spicy Deluxe Sandwich and a Diet Dr. Pepper on the Chick-fil-A app for a limited time. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
Do you have scrap metal piling up? Get paid at Coosa Valley Recycling. Serving the Birmingham area and Highway 280 corridor in Sylacauga, Coosa Valley Recycling is your top choice for scrap metal recycling. Whether it's old appliances, car parts, or any other metal items, Coosa Valley Recycling offers great rates and fast, easy service. Recycling with Coosa Valley Recycling not only puts your money back in your pocket, but it also protects the environment. Don't let your scrap metal go to waste. Bring it to Coosa Valley Recycling today. Call 256-245-4300.
The Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network is powered by Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative. The best power, internet, and propane are at your fingertips. Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative. Online at CoosaValleyEC.com.
Well, as we come back to action, one pitch and a hit by Dixon of Charter goes all the way into the gap in right center field, and she's going to be standing at third. I mean, she got on that pitch quickly from Lauren, and she's standing at third now with nobody out, and I'm assuming it's her sister. The other Dixon will bat now with nobody out and a runner at third. Fayetteville leads it 4-0. Ball one high to S. Dixon. I do not have first names. Sorry. That's probably been the best hit ball against these Lady Wolves all day. Swing and a miss, strike one, 1-1. Earlier today, the center fielder for Otago Academy hit one deep down the left field line, and of course McGinnis made a nice catch for the out, but as far as a hit, that's probably been the best looking one anybody's had off Lauren. That pitch misses outside, now 2-1 to Dixon. Her sister just tripled, and the second Egbert is on deck. They've got two Egberts and two Dixons, and S. Dixon now swings and misses its second pitch, 2-2, or the second strike, may I say. 4-0. Fayetteville in the lead here in the top of the second inning. They'll play seven unless we're tied, or unless one team is ahead of the other by 10 or more. That pitch is outside, and it's now run to a full count on S. Dixon. The Trailblazers in their red jerseys with gray pants. High fly ball out into left field. McGinnis is going to catch that, come home with it, and there is no runner there, and she would have been out had she left. That's a smart move by Dixon staying over there at third. And that's out number one here in the top of the second inning. Nice job by McGinnis catching that ball and coming home with just a perfect throw to Lakin Jones. Here's Egbert now. This is M. Egbert, and she swings and misses at strike one. So Lauren Cook threw, I think Coach Shearer said she threw 115 pitches in that first game. And she doesn't look like she's tired at all. There's a line shot out in the center field. And, wow, jumping up and making a catch. I think Charlotte Kelly first thought she was going to come in on that ball. She retrieved and made the out catch, but tagging at third on the sacrifice fly. This time is Dixon, and the Trailblazers are on the board. It's 4-1 now. But there are two outs in the inning and nobody on for the eighth batter in the order, Allen. And that's a strike right off the front of this at-bat for Allen. Eighth batter in the lineup for the Trailblazers. And that one misses a little high, 1-1. Talked to a lot of the Lady Wolves in between the game. They were sitting down under the pavilion and enjoying the little cool part of the day and getting some snacks and cutting up and having a good time. Like to see them loose like that. Nobody was real serious. Just having a good time. And there's a swing and a miss by Allen, and it's one ball and two strikes now. And that one hits Allen. Boy, I honestly thought that hit the bat. I think it may have hit her on the forearm. The left forearm. But either way, she's going to be at first base, and the ninth person in the order is going to come to the plate in the form of Sutton. And that's the second walk of the game by Lauren Cook. See if Sutton can get them back to the top of the order, or we can put them down. There's a swing and a miss. Sunshine's been out for a while. A little bit of cloud cover now, but still some rays beaming through. It's not too hot. And there is a swing and a miss at strike two, and down to second is going to go the runner. They're going to have a chance to get her at third as the ball got away, and she's going to be safe at third. That's Allen. It just got away from Taylor Hammonds just enough to get Allen all the way to third. And now one ball and two strikes on Sutton at the plate. See if we can get our second strike out of the game here, Lauren, on a 1-2 count. From the circle, here's Cook. Ring it up, Scotty. Called strike three. And that is out number three here in the top of the second inning. However, the Trailblazers get a triple. They score her on the sacrifice fly. We'll go to the bottom of the second inning. Trim's Fables lead to 3-4-1. Lady Wolves back in just a moment.
Looking for a taste of Mexico in Silicaga? Head over to La Costa Mexican Restaurant on Broadway Avenue for a vibrant fiesta of flavor. Savor sizzling fajitas, cheesy enchiladas, and mouth-watering tacos, all crafted to perfection with unbeatable drink specials. With exceptional service and a lively atmosphere, La Costa Mexican Restaurant in Silicaga is perfect for family dinners, date nights, or a fun night out. Every meal is a celebration at La Costa Mexican Restaurant.
Your pain relief starts here.
Hey, it's Ben Donahue. If you've been sidelined by an injury and your doctor recommends physical therapy, you have to take control of your care at that point. Our caring therapists are experts in pain management and rehabilitation. Tell them your number one choice is Donahue Physical Therapy in Sylacauga. Get back to the action faster with Donahue Physical Therapy.
Your pain relief starts here.
Welcome back to Lagoon Park. Dave McCurley with you. Fayetteville Wolves, ladies softball. They lead it 4-1. Bottom of the second we go. It'll be 9-1-2. Here's Henley McGinnis. She chops one back to the pitcher. Close play at first, but they are going to get her. And that is out number one here. One pitch, one out. And that'll bring us back to the top of the order. Actually, wait a minute. Now there's going to be an argument. They're saying that that ball was fouled off the plate. And, Coach, they're saying it was a foul ball off the plate, I'm assuming. So McGinnis is going to be back at the plate again, no outs. And now she fists one foul, so it's going to be 0-2. But Stephanie Felis arguing again with the home plate umpire about that, and it's to no avail. So, Dixon now with an 0-2 count over McGinnis. That one's outside. One ball and two strikes. So Henley will get a second chance here. She almost beat the throw out from the dribbler back to the pitcher, but they said it went off the plate. And she fouls one back into the screen again. Stay alive. She's battling with two strikes. Lauren Cook, leadoff batter, who singled and scored her first time. She's on deck. And then Bella Epperson, who also tripled and scored. So here's the 1-2. This one grounded to second, so no harm, no foul for the Trailblazers. They get Henley out either way. So one out. And that'll bring us back to the top of the order. And Lauren Cook Lauren's been brilliant today, especially in the circle, but here in game two, she led off with a single and come around to score on the triple by Bella Epperson. She pops one up down that third base line. This one's going to get out of play. 0-1. Well, this is the place to be if you like to watch a little sports action and see a lot of people and competition. It's a great place to come and just spend the day, no matter who you root for. Here's the 0-1 pitch to Cook. Swing and a miss, 0-2. So 0-2 to Lauren Cook, one out, nobody on here in the second inning, and a 4-1 Fayetteville lead. She's got a slow pitch, and she fouled it back into the screen. She was way ahead of it. It was really good just to get on top of that. Still 0-2. Dixon. From the circle, Lauren puts another one out of play, and we'll do it again. Lady Wolves, if they're going to be here tomorrow, regardless of the outcome of this game, they by winning that first game today, they ensure themselves of at least a third game, regardless of how this one turns out. The 0-2 pitch again, and Lauren this time, it was in on her hand. She hits a high fly ball out there to left field, and that's put away for out number two. So Bella will come to the plate now, and she has been hitting the ball today. And she had an RBI triple her first time here in game two. And the Trailblazers now with two outs and nobody on. There's a little fister foul by Bella Epperson, 0-1. Dixon has stayed ahead of hitters this inning. She did pretty well in the upper part of the lineup the first time, but we just knocked her around a little bit. We had three hits after three batters. Here's the 0-1 pitch to Bella Epperson. Did she go? No, she did not. She held up 1-1. This time she lifts it out into short right field, and it's going to fall in for a base hit. So Bella's hot bat continues, wasn't hit hard, but it was hit where they ain't. She's 2-for-2, and here comes Taylor Hammonds, who had a hit her first time and come around to score. On the hit by Lakin Jones. Taylor stepping into the left-handed box. Bella's on at first. There are two outs in the inning. One's outside, 1-0, and Bella Epperson kind of toying with Ezell behind the plate, and Ezell finally threw it, and we're back safely. But I tell you one thing, she hops up, and she wants to throw it somewhere, and she throws it well. The 1-0 pitch, outside, 2-0. Here's attempted steal. And they're going to call her out, and I thought she had a foot in there. But it was a bang-bang play. They throw out Epperson, and that will do it for Fayetteville. That will ensure that Taylor Hammonds will be back at the plate when we come in for the third inning. Right now, we'll step aside. Fayetteville with a 4-1 lead over University Charter. We'll be back. You are listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network.
Marble City Pharmacy in Sylacauga offers fast, friendly service you can count on. With their convenient drive-thru, getting what you need has never been easier. Stock up on all your over-the-counter medications for cold and flu season and take a moment to explore their gift shop for something special. Whatever your needs, they're ready to help. Marble City Pharmacy, here for life. Visit them today at 264 Fort William Street in Sylacauga.
Imagine a world where innovation drives sustainability. At Omnia, we're not just imagining it, we're crafting it every day. As a top producer of calcium carbonate and a worldwide distributor of specialty chemicals, we're committed to enhancing consumer goods, revolutionizing paper and polymer industries, and building a stronger future in construction. Our dedication to research and development leads the charge in balancing ecological integrity with economic growth, paving the way for social progress. Omnia, innovating for a better tomorrow. Omnia wishes all area athletes good luck.
Top of the third inning, we will go, and it'll be the top of the order for University Charter. And taking strike one is Bolden. Now, Bolden walked, ended up getting all the way to third, where she was stranded there back in the first inning. Lauren Cook with the 0-1 pitch. That's cross there, 0-2. I don't think Bolden cared for that call too much, but it's 0-2. Lauren has two strikeouts to her credit in two innings. That's a little high and outside. One ball, two strikes. That's a good pitch, though. Trying to get Bolden to swing at something out of the zone. She's way ahead, still 1-2. That one's fouled off the screen. Do it again. One ball and two strikes on Bolden, the leadoff batter for the Trailblazers. So we start this third inning. That one's lifted out in the left field, right at Henley McGinnis, and she puts it away for out number one. Bolden hit it on the button. But fortunately for us, it was right at Henley. One out here in the third. That'll bring up Egbert, who popped up to Lakin Jones behind the plate her first time. That's high to Egbert, 1-0. There's a swing and a miss by Egbert, 1-1 now. Trying to get a score from the field to our left here in a few minutes. Woodland playing over there. They won their first game this morning. I think they're playing Billingsley right now. I'll check that score here in a minute. And there's a foul back into the screen, and that's 0-2 now on Egbert. Or excuse me, 1-1. One out, nobody on here in the third inning. There's a swing and a miss, and that is strike three. I thought it was 0-2, and, yeah, I thought he held up 1-1 on his hand, but we'll take it. Third strikeout of the game for Lauren Cook, and that's out number two here in the third inning. That'll bring up Felis, who grounded out to first base to end or get the second out in the first inning. She grounded out to Addison Stanley over there at first. So two outs, nobody on for Charter here in the third. There's a strike right to start Felis. Felis playing center field for the Blazers. And there's a little pop fly this time to first base. And Stanley puts it away, and that is out number three. Three up, three down in the third for Charter. Fayetteville will come to the plate in the bottom of inning three. They lead it 4-1 right here on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network.
At Star Physical Therapy in Sylacauga, physical therapist Tom Malone is dedicated to helping you recover and get back to work faster. Whether you're dealing with back pain, a sports injury, or need help restoring movement, Todd and his team provide personalized care to meet your needs. Whatever your challenge, Star can solve it all. Star Physical Therapy, where you're always treated like a star. Call 256-249-4701 to schedule your appointment.
Sylacauga, are you ready? Super Sports Weekend is back May 16th and 17th. It all starts with Food Truck Friday, then Saturday brings the action. Cornhole, pickleball, disc golf, a 5K run, beach volleyball, and more. And the best part? Every event supports local civic groups making a real difference. Sign up now at sylacauga.recdesk.com and be part of the fun. Super Sports Weekend. Play hard, give back.
We'll go to the bottom of the third. Fayetteville up 4-1 as Taylor Hammonds will lead things off. She was at the plate when Epperson got caught stealing. In that first pitch, Taylor Hammonds is going to send into right field for a base hit. So the Wolves have their leadoff batter on for two out of the first three innings. Got an update from over on field five next to us here as Woodland won their first game this morning, and they're up 1-0 in the bottom of the fourth there against Billingsley. So 1-0 there, 4-1 here, and here's Lakin Jones. She bears to bunt, and they try to get Taylor Hammonds down at second. That was a little closer than what I would have liked to have seen, but she got in there. She didn't slide. Lakin got on. She hit it to third her first time, and they airmailed that thing all the way into the right field corner. So now Taylor on at second base with nobody out. And Lakin hits a high pop to second base. It's going to be put away for out number one. So one out here in the bottom of the third inning. That'll bring up Lucy Epperson, who walked and come around and scored her first time. And Fayetteville with a three-run lead, but as this game goes on, you know, you got to think that you need to get some more here. And there's a line drive into right field. Coming around third, Taylor Hammonds is going to try to score. She will. Going to second will be Lucy Epperson. And the Wolves now lead it 5-1. Another base hit for the Wolves. That is their fifth of the game in two and a third innings. Hammonds comes around to score on the RBI single by Lucy. They threw it all the way home, so Lucy goes to second. And now here's Charlotte Kelly, who grounded out to first her second her first time. This one she pops up out of play, and almost a nice catch by some of our fans, but didn't make the play. So Charlotte up there, she had a really good game at the plate in the first game today. And she lifts one high out into center field. And this one's going to be put away for out number two. So two are down now. Runner at second for the Lady Wolves. And that'll bring up Addison Stanley. And Addison got on an error by the first baseman her first time. They should have had her out, and the first baseman dropped the ball, and she was stranded there at first. So let's see what she can do here. A hit to run, and she pokes one down the right field line. That'll get out of play, 0-1. Fayetteville and Coach Winchester Shearer and his Lady Wolves win their first game today over Watauga Academy by a score of 6-4 here. It is 5-1 Fayetteville with a runner at second and two outs for Addison Stanley. Swings and misses at strike two. And man, that good outside pitch has been where Dixon has gotten us. And boy, when she leaves it on the inside part of the plate, we've been hammering it. So with an 0-2 count, you would think that she would send it to the outside part of the plate again. Actually, and there's a line drive into left field. Coming around third, and they will score Lucy Epperson on the hit by Addison Stanley. And it is now 6-1, Lady Wolves. That'll bring up Emma Pate. Emma grounded out to shortstop to end the first inning. And that one's right across there for strike one. And something that I really haven't even noticed yet until just now is they changed that one. Emma fouls off, and it's 0-2. They changed pitchers on me in between the innings, and I didn't even notice it until I realized it wasn't coming from a left-handed pitcher anymore. They just swapped first baseman and pitcher. So Dixon, the left-hander, goes to first. Sutton on the mound now for the Trailblazers. It's 6-1. Two outs, runner at first for Emma Pate. She lines one into right field. That'll get down for a base hit. And will they try to go? And they're going to get, wow. They threw behind Addison Stanley, and they get her coming around second. So that's going to be the third out of the inning. You score that 9-6, even though that was our sixth hit of the game. So 6-1 now, Fayetteville with a lead over University Charter. Step aside and take a timeout. Come back for the top of the fourth. You're listening to it on the Fayetteville Wolves Sports Network.
At Rudd's Car Wash, your ride can be detailed inside and out. Industrial vacuums, friendly staff, operational coin machines, and quality professional washes will show their care for your vehicle.
At Star Physical Therapy in Sylacauga, physical therapist Tom Malone is dedicated to helping you recover and get back to work faster. Whether you're dealing with back pain, a sports injury, or need help restoring movement, Todd and his team provide personalized care to meet your needs. Whatever your challenge, Star can solve it all. Star Physical Therapy, where you're always treated like a star. Call 256-249-4701 to schedule your appointment.
The Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network is powered by Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative. The best power, internet, and propane are at your fingertips. Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative. Online at CoosaValleyEC.com.
Welcome back to the top of the fourth inning as Ezell will start things off in the cleanup spot for the Trailblazers. They trail the Lady Wolves 6-1, top of the fourth inning. Lauren starts her off with ball one. There's a swing and a miss, 1-1 now. It'll be Ezell, Dixon, and Dixon. There's a line shot right past our second baseman. It's going to go all the way to the wall. And cruising in with a stand-up double is going to be Ezell. That ball was hit like a bullet. I mean, really wasn't a whole lot that Epperson could have done there. That thing was hit like a rope. And they'll get a courtesy runner. That's going to be Lacoste for the catcher. So leadoff double for the Blazers. And stepping in now will be Dixon. Dixon tripled her first time. And they'll give the runner information to Coach Shearer. And now we're just about set to go. Dixon will step in with nobody out and a runner at second. And she lifts one out of play, 0-1. Tell you what, if you're watching a game in between the fields around here, you better keep your head up because foul balls will get you. That one's high from Lauren, 2-1 now. Dixon right back to Lauren as she has done that three times today. A line drive right at her feet, and she plays it to perfection. That would have been back up the middle for a base hit, and a run would have scored, and now a runner's at second with one out. That's just, she plays that middle as good as anybody in that circle. And that'll bring up the other Dixon in the left-handed box with one out and a runner at second. Tell you what. She's caught three of them like that today, two in the first game, one here. And all three of them have been pretty much self-defense. But she knows how to get down low and get them. That ball is outside to Dixon, 1-0. The 1-0 pitch to S. Dixon. That's a swing and a miss, 1-1. So the Trailblazers got a leadoff double to start this fourth inning. And then the line shot back at Lauren Cook's shin, and she went down and got it for out number one. And now the other Dixon is up there with a 1-1 count. She squares the bunt, lays it down. Second base will cover. And that is out number two here. Nice job by Epperson getting over there and covering first base. Moving to third on the play is Lacoste, who is running for Ezell. But now there are two outs. Nice play by Lauren getting that bunt and getting her out. That'll bring up M. Egbert. And now they'll, I don't know what our umpiring crew is talking to each other about. I think they're going to say, was it a foul ball or not? And they say it will be, and now I messed up my book. So there are two outs in the inning. I won't have to change it. They say she's out, so it was not off the plate. It's hard as that pitch goes high to Egbert. It's hard when you can't hear anything from down on the field. And when they have these discussions, sometimes they don't make a signal. It's 1-0 now on Egbert. Two outs, runner at third. Here's a strike, 1-1. Arden still got that delivery good on the outside low part of the plate. She's lived there most of the day, which is, if you're a pitcher and you can do that, do it. Because most hitters don't want to go the other way with it. And that one's fouled off the screen, and it's now 1-2. So after a leadoff double by the Trailblazers, the Wolves are one strike away from getting out of this thing. Here's the 1-2. Popped up. Will it stay in play? It will. And putting it away at first base is going to be Addison Stanley. And that is out number three. We'll go to the bottom of inning number four. Fayetteville with a 6-1 lead and wanting to add to it when they come to the plate on the Fayetteville Wolves Sports Network.
Life doesn't slow down, and neither should you. That's why Toyota of Sylacauga makes car service effortless with our VIP concierge service. Need an oil change, new tires, or routine maintenance? Toyota of Sylacauga will pick up your car within 10 miles, bring it to the dealership, take care of everything, and return it right back to you. No hassle, no waiting. Just expert Toyota of Sylacauga service. Done on your schedule. If you live or work within 10 miles of Toyota of Sylacauga, let us handle the drive so you don't have to. Toyota of Sylacauga. Worth the drive and we'll prove it. Online at toyotaofsylacauga.com.
Have you ever gone into a big chain store and asked an associate where an item is located? And they say, wait a minute, I'll look it up and see. Well, at Van Zandt Hardware, you don't have to worry about someone looking at a handheld computer to find something. They know where it is and how to help you. Serving the Coosa Valley now for 50 years, Van Zandt Hardware will not sell you an item that you don't need. Van Zandt Hardware on Highway 280 in Sylacauga.
Welcome back to Lagoon Park. Dave McCurley with you here. Fayetteville's game two. They won game one by a score of 6-4 over Autauga Academy. Here they're up 6-1. And Henley McGinnis at the plate to lead things off in the bottom of the fourth. And she tries to bunt and bunts one foul. It'll be 9-1-2. McGinnis, Cook, and Bella Epperson for Coach Shearer here in the fourth. And as I said, the Wolves with a 5-run lead right now. They are the home team, so right now looking okay, but there's a swing and a miss by McGinnis, and it's 0-2. Still a lot of people from South Talladega County here. There's a ground ball down to short. They're going to have to hurry. They bobble it, and they don't get her. She beat it out by half a step, and that's why you run it out, folks. Henley McGinnis out of that left-handed box can really, really run, and I'll tell you, it was a good play. The ball was approached by Dixon at shortstop. She did everything right, but when she went to go from glove to hand, she bobbled it for just a half a second, and that's all it took. So a runner on now for the top of the order and Lauren Cook. Let's see if we can get some more here in the fourth inning. There's a ground ball right back to the pitcher. She's not going to be able to get it and get anybody in time. Sutton couldn't get to it, so now runners at first and second. Cook at first. McGinnis at second. Good speed out there and probably the hottest hitter from Fayetteville, who is 2-for-2, and that's Bella Epperson at the plate. Nobody out. That pitch is inside, 1-0. So it'll be Epperson here, and then Hammonds, who is 2-for-2 today as well in this game, and had a good first game today, too. That one's outside, 2-0. And Sutton is on in relief of Dixon. They just swap from first base to pitcher, and I'm starting to wonder if they may decide to go back to Dixon. They can do that. Maybe just giving her a little break. I don't know. And there's a swing and a miss by Bella. Two balls, one strike, and it just doesn't seem like that Sutton has the velocity that did Dixon, and also Dixon being a left-hander, but, you know, we scored, you know, 6 runs off of her, or actually 4. That one, I think, misses. It gets away from Ezell behind the plate, so the runners are going to move up to second and third. And I think it's a 3-1 count. I think he called that a ball. Not sure. It's either 3-1 or 2-2. If it comes across the plate, Bella's going to hit it. I think it is 3-1. And there she does. Hits it to third. They're going to try to come home. They're not going to be in time. Not even a slide from Henley McGinnis. It is now 7-1. Moving to third is Lauren Cook. Moving to first now is Bella Epperson. And the Lady Wolves now with a 6-run lead. Here's Taylor Hammonds, who's 2-for-2. She swings at a slow breaking pitch, 0-1. They throw back behind Lauren Cook, not in time. Tell you one thing about Ezell, behind the plate, better not be too far off the bag. She's going to throw it. Now, whether they're there to catch it or not is one thing, but she's going to throw it. And here's Taylor Hammonds, lifts one high, the back of shortstop. Coming in to make the catch is going to be the left fielder, Allen, for out number two. Excuse me, out number one. That's first out here in inning number four. Staying at first is Bella. Staying at third is Cook. That wasn't deep enough to get either one of them anywhere. So Taylor now, first time they've gotten her out all day. One out. And here's Lakin Jones. That's high to her, 1-0. And Bella still at first base. They know that this Ezell girl can throw it, so they may trade another out for a run. But here she goes now, and they'll throw it back to the pitcher real quick, trying to fool somebody, and nobody is fooled at all. So now runners at second and third again. Only one out in the inning. And Fayetteville looks to try to put a stamp on this thing here. And there's a high fly ball out into right center field. Can anybody get to it? Hey, man, that's a great catch out there. And getting up and throwing it home. I'll tell you what, hats off to Bolden right there. She laid out for that ball and made a heck of a catch for out number two. That saved them a couple of runs, or at least one. And that's out number two, and that'll bring up Lucy Epperson. Now, Lucy has walked and singled and scored twice. She had a big hit an inning ago. Let's see if she can do it again. She got a base hit out to right field her last time. Sutton in the circle, taking her time, and now she's ready to go. And that is ball one. So Miss Kathy Landers and Willie down below in between games as she's here in attendance and along with Willie. There's a ground ball foul by Lucy. So it'll be 1-1. And, yeah, we've been playing a little over an hour. About an hour and 6 minutes, and we're already into the bottom of the fourth inning. Last game we played was well over 2 hours long. That's high and away, 2-1. Epperson at the plate. This is Lucy. She's 1-for-1 with 2 runs scored in this game, too. Fayetteville trying to stay in the winner's bracket. That's how you get to advance. And she drills one down that left field line, but it is foul. That thing was like a bullet, and it's 2-2. Sutton in the circle, and the right-hander is just about ready to go. 2 balls and 2 strikes. 2 are out here in the fourth inning. Fayetteville has gotten one with runners at second and third, though. That's outside, and she's run it full. Lucy being very, very efficient at the plate in this at-bat. She's fouled off a couple of pitches and looked at a ball there that was outside. So, good at-bat. Here's the payoff pitch. Drill down that left field line again. Foul. That's going to hit the top of the bathroom stalls down there. In between field 4 and 5 here at Lagoon Park. Such a nice place here. Pavilions in between fields, bathrooms in between fields. Such a nice nice press box here. And there is ball four. Gets away from the catcher. Coming home to score is going to be Lauren Cook. And going all the way down to second on a walk is Lucy Epperson. So we're still going to have runners at second and third. It is now 8-1, Fayetteville. And that's going to bring Charlotte Kelly to the plate. Now, Charlotte's 0-2 in this game. She had a great game in game one today, and I know she'd like to get a hit here and increase this lead. A hit here is going to be two more runs because Lucy can fly. And there's a base hit in the left field, one run in. They'll come around third, and now they'll send her back. And throwing the ball all the way home allows Charlotte Kelly to get all the way down to second. We're second and third them to death. It is now 9-1. Runners at second and third. Another base hit for Charlotte today. She's had a good day. That's her first one here in this game. And that'll bring up Addison Stanley, who has reached base twice. She reached on an error, and she got a hit her last time. And there's a base hit out in left center field. That's going to get by the center fielder. Two runs are going to score. Going into second is going to be Stanley, and the Wolves take a 10-run lead, 11-1. And I'll be honest with you, they are hitting the softball all throughout their lineup. That's five runs here in the fourth inning alone. And calling timeout is going to be Coach Felis to talk to her team. If you're wondering, just if you're wondering, and we're not done here, we've got a runner on second base now in Addison Stanley with two outs. It's 11-1, and she doubled. But if you're wondering, 8-9-1 due up for the Trailblazers in the top of the fifth. If they fail to get a run, they're going to be sent to the loser's bracket, and Fayetteville will play at 12:30. I think it's 12:30 tomorrow. I'll try and check and get a definite time and field if we win this game. Right now, we're up by 10 runs. Time being called is, I think, we got a ball that entered the field out there in left field. That's taken care of it. Now we're ready to go. I hate to tell you, but if Emma Pate can get a hit here, and that is ball one to her, Stanley down at second has a good chance of scoring as well. Emma's the ninth batter to bat in this fourth inning for the Wolves. That one's inside, 2-0. Henley McGinnis, who started all this, she hit a ground ball to shortstop to start this fourth inning, and it was bobbled for a half a second, and that allowed her to get on, and it's been on ever since. Wolves scoring five times. That one's inside as well. Actually, she gets the call there on a delayed strike call. 2-1 now. Two outs. It's Taylor Hammonds flied out to left field, and Lakin Jones flied out to right field. On a great catch out there by right fielder, or they'd be down even more. And there is a swing and a miss by Emma, and it's 2-2. Two-two pitch from Sutton. Grounded down towards second. They'll scoop that up and make the out at first base, but not before the Lady Wolves get three hits. They score five times. They need three outs before the Trailblazers score a run, or this one will be over with. It's 11-1 Fayetteville as we go to the top of the fifth. You're listening to it on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network.
At Central Alabama Community College, we believe success starts with having the right opportunities. That's why our motto, Central to You, Central to Your Success, is more than just words. It's a commitment to your future. Envision your dreams turning into reality with our diverse programs and supportive learning environment. Transform your ambitions into achievement. Enroll at Central Alabama Community College. Visit cacc.edu to register and start your journey today. Central Alabama Community College. Prime supporters of Fayetteville High School Athletics.
Fajita Fridays are at La Piñata Mexican Grill with steak or chicken fajitas for only $12.99. Hornitos Sunrises are only $5.99. La Piñata on Highway 280, just off the bridge in Childersburg. Online at piñatamexicangrill.com.
The Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network is fueled by Allen Oil Company. Fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
Well, these Fayetteville Lady Wolves must have stopped at Allen Brew Markets and got fueled up because they have been fueled all the way today, winning 6-4 against Otauga Academy. And if they get three outs here without the Trailblazers getting a run, they'll end this one quickly by the 10-run rule. They're up 11-1, top of the fifth. Allen's up there, and she takes ball one from Lauren Cook. I'm going to add up some numbers here in just a second and just tell you how good Lauren Cook has been today. In between pitches, I'm going to attempt to do that. There's a foul ball, 1-1 now to Allen. She has given up only two hits in this game, three hits in the prior seven-inning game with Otauga Academy. She struck out seven there. She has struck out three here, so 10 strikeouts and only five hits through 11 innings. That'll get it done. And she's been very productive while hitting at the plate today as well in the leadoff role. That one misses inside, and it's 2-1 to Allen. That one missing again. Now it's 3-1. If you are wondering that if the Trailblazers were to tack one or two on here, we'll have Henley McGinnis and then back to the top of the order with Lauren Cook in the fifth inning. The bottom of, here's the 3-1 pitch. And that one misses, or nope, she gets the call over the outside part of the plate, 3-2. I thought that was a little outside and high, but she got the call. And the payoff pitch from Lauren Cook, the sophomore deals, and that's right off the fist of Allen to second base. And Epperson makes the play over to Stanley, and that's out number one here. So the Wolves looking pretty good right now. 11-1, they lead it. And they've got one out here in the top of the fifth, two more outs. And they can rest until around tomorrow at lunch. I'll grab the time and feel for sure, but we've got to finish this one off first. And a swing and a miss by Sutton, and it's 0-1. She struck out looking her first time to Lauren Cook. That one's low and inside. One ball, one strike, one out. Nobody on for the Trailblazers here in the top of the fifth inning. Fayetteville with a 10 spot, 11-1 lead. And that one's looped out towards second base. Epperson's got that over to first in time. And the Fayetteville Wolves are one out away from advancing again into the winner's bracket finals. And they'll do that trying to get Bolden out, the leadoff batter. Bolden has walked and flied out to McGinnis out there in left field on a line drive shot, it was. So here we go. Let's see if we can get this out and cap this thing off here. There's a swing and a miss by Bolton, 0-1. Lauren Cook has been sensational in her two outings today. She's on the rubber, ready to go again. The 0-1 pitch lifted out towards second base, and putting it away is going to be Epperson, and that's going to do it. as the Lady Wolves win it by a score of 11-1. And they will advance to take on the winner of, I believe it's going to be the winner of Billingsley and Woodland. I'll try to get a score on that as well. But Fayetteville got 4 in the first, 2 in the third, 5 in the fifth, or the fourth inning, and they win it by a score of 11-1. I'll step aside and take a timeout. When I come back, I'll try to have what we're going to do tomorrow, what time, and where all we will be when we come back. You're listening to the Fayetteville Wolves Sports Network.
Recovering from surgery? Transform your recovery journey at Silicaga Health and Rehab, where they make sure every day is a step forward. Their expert team offers physical, occupational, and speech therapies in an environment designed to nurture and inspire. At Silicaga Health and Rehab, they don't just care for you, they care about you. Silicaga Health and Rehab, where healing meets comfort. Proud supporters of Fayetteville High School Athletics.
Rudd's Car Wash is located next to Curtis & Son Funeral Home in Sylacauga. Open Monday through Saturday, 8 to 5. It's the best wash and value anywhere in the Coosa Valley.
Stop by or drive through today. Marble City Pharmacy in Sylacauga offers fast, friendly service and a convenient drive-through to get what you need quickly. From prescriptions to over-the-counter medications for cold and flu season, they've got you covered. Whatever your needs, they're ready to help. Marble City Pharmacy, here for life. Visit them today at 264 Fort William Street in Sylacauga.
Your pain relief starts here.
Hey, it's Ben Donahue. If you've been sidelined by an injury and your doctor recommends physical therapy, you have to take control of your care at that point. Our caring therapists are experts in pain management and rehabilitation. Tell them your number one choice is Donahue Physical Therapy in Sylacauga. Get back to the action faster with Donahue Physical Therapy.
Your pain relief starts here.
This sandwich is not just spicy, it's flavorful.
Hi, this is Patayo.
And this is Elsa.
And a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A Grilled Spicy Deluxe Sandwich is that spicy kick.
Because the spice comes in at just the right moment.
Oh, no, no, no. A little thing I love is that cilantro lime sauce. It's a fun blend of zesty and bold. That's what really makes me happy. Are you going to eat all your fries?
Order a Chick-fil-A Grilled Spicy Deluxe Sandwich and a Diet Dr. Pepper on the Chick-fil-A app for a limited time. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
Looking for a taste of Mexico in Sylacauga? Head over to La Costa Mexican Restaurant on Broadway Avenue for a vibrant fiesta of flavor. Savor sizzling fajitas, cheesy enchiladas, and mouth-watering tacos, all crafted to perfection with unbeatable drink specials. With exceptional service and a lively atmosphere, La Costa Mexican Restaurant in Sylacauga is perfect for family dinners, date nights, or a fun night out. Every meal is a celebration at La Costa Mexican Restaurant.
Sylacauga, are you ready? Super Sports Weekend is back May 16th and 17th. It all starts with Food Truck Friday, then Saturday brings the action. Cornhole, pickleball, disc golf, a 5K run, beach volleyball, and more. And the best part? Every event supports local civic groups, making a real difference. Sign up now at sylacauga.recdesk.com and be part of the fun. Super Sports Weekend. Play hard, give back.
Welcome back to Lagoon Park. Dave McCurley with you on an 11-1 victory by the Fayetteville Lady Wolves. They stay in the winner's bracket. They will play in the finals of the winner's bracket tomorrow. I was assuming that it was going to be 12:30. It is not. It is going to be 9 o'clock in the morning. Winners will play at 9 o'clock in the morning. I think they're going to be on field 3. And, of course, that's where they were earlier today in their victory over Autauga Academy. So the Fayetteville Lady Wolves keep moving on and they will play at 9 o'clock in the morning. I'll be here to have it for you in the morning at 9 o'clock. There is a very small chance of rain, so it looks like everything will be lined up and ready to go at 9 o'clock in the morning. Until then, I hope that you have a great rest of your afternoon. It's been a great day for the Lady Wolves, 2-0 on the day, and they'll be back again tomorrow right here at Lagoon Park. We'll see you tomorrow morning, bright and early, right before 9 o'clock. Have your breakfast and your coffee ready and listen to some Lady Wolves softball. Until then, God bless you, everybody, and we'll see you tomorrow morning.
You've been listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network, presented by Radio Alabama Sports. Sponsored by Toyota of Sylacauga, Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative, Allen Oil Company, Majestic Caverns, Donahue Physical Therapy, Farmers Home Furniture, Alabama Termite and Pest Control, Atkinson Homes, Collier Motors, Sylacauga Parks and Recreation, Coosa Valley Recycling, Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, La Costa Mexican Restaurant, Attorney Ben Robbins, Van Sant Hardware, Sarah Nissan Honda and Ford of Sylacauga, Penhody Outdoor Foundation, Sylacauga Chamber of Commerce, Alta Point Health, Sylacauga Health and Rehab Services, Marble City Pharmacy, Central Alabama Community College, AMIA, Rudd's Car Wash, Marble City Plumbing, La Piñata Mexican Grill, Merkel's Anytime Towing. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited. Thanks for listening.